You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And what a topsy-turvy day today has been. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride. What began as a terrific Tuesday on my birthday, as it happens, ended up being a terrible Tuesday, about which I feel a little bit bad. All that happened on the Lal Street is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
From terrific to terrible, this Tuesday had everything. This is, of course, the 7th of May 2019, Tuesday, the second day of the trading week. It was a rollercoaster ride for investors as Nifty, which started trading with a gap on the upside, failed to hold on to the gains and closed the day with losses of over 100 points, while Sensex plunged by more than 300 points. Investors lost more than 1 lakh crore rupees in terms of market capitalization in a single session. The average market capitalization of BSE listed companies fell from 150.37 lakh crore rupees on the 6th of May to 149.11 lakh crore rupees on the 7th of May, which of course translates to a fall of 1.26 lakh crore rupees. The index closed below its crucial support, placed at 11,550 to 11,500 levels. It appears to have registered a consolidation breakdown from its 19-day-old range between 11,850 and 11,500. The recent fall has now opened room for traders to go short. The S&P BSE Sensex finally closed 323 points lower at 38,276, while the Nifty 50 was down by 100.35 points to end at 11,497. Ashish Chaturmota, who is the head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "Selling pressure intensified in the last couple of sessions, but this time around, we have seen selling pressure with huge OI buildup. On Tuesday today, we broke below 11,500 levels, which holds a large amount of put writing, and with the breach of this level will lead to a lot of unwinding. Therefore, we can safely say that now a break below 11,500 will attract further weakness. On the downside, traders can expect 11,200 to 11,250 in the next couple of trading sessions, and a stop loss could be placed around 11,600. Unquote. More from that interview towards the end of that podcast. The broader market indices like BSE Midcap and Small Cap also fell broadly in line with the benchmark today. Among the sectoral indices, IT, capital goods and consumer durables ended with marginal gains. While selling pressure was witnessed across all sectors, with banks, telecoms, metal and oil and gas all being top losers, down in the range of 1.3 to 2.4%. Which stocks made some noise today on the Lal Street? ICICI Bank fell nearly 4% after the private sector lender on the 6th of May, that is yesterday, reported a 5% drop in its fourth quarter profit to 969 crore rupees, missing estimates after being hit by a rise in expenses and a higher accumulation of bad loans. Year on year, the profits have fallen by 62% for ICICI Bank. Of the OMC companies, that is oil marketing companies, IOC, BPCL and HPCL were down over 2% on volatility in crude oil prices, which is mainly due to the US sanctions on Iran. And of course, the OMCs here in India are facing the brunt of this movement. According to experts, crude oil prices are inversely proportional to OMCs, and any up move in the oil price can cause a sharp decline in the shares of OMCs, as oil is their primary raw material. Next up, Sterlite Technologies rose 6.6% intraday today, but closed higher by about 1% after the company in its press release said that the promoter group has reached an in-principle agreement with lenders to remove pledge by July 2019. Umesh Mehta, head of research at Samco Securities, said, and I quote, "Anil Agarwal group promoters have pledged 52% of the total shares, and this overhang should re-rate the stock, which is otherwise very attractive from a valuation perspective." Unquote. Other stocks that made news today: Marico rallied 5% today after the homegrown FMCG major posted over a twofold increase in consolidated net profit at 405 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of 2018-2019, aided by one-time write-back of tax provisions amounting to 188 crore rupees. And finally, VIP Industries declined nearly 3% after the company reported weak numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. The company's consolidated quarter 4 FY19 net profit was down 28% at 25.3 crore rupees against 35 crore rupees in a year ago period. And finally, a flight across the world as usual. Asian markets ended mixed amid renewed trade tensions between the US and China. China's Shanghai Composite was up 0.7% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.5%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 1.5% and South Korea's Kospi lost 0.88%. So it's a bit of a mixed bag there in the Asian markets. European markets have been trading lower at the time of my saying this. France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE have all been down in the range of 0.5 to 1%. Oil prices traded lower, with Brent crude oil futures falling 1% to $70.55 a barrel. Well, we quoted him earlier. Ashish Chaturmohta, head of technical derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, spoke to Arun Kshitijanand and spoke about what we experienced today on Dalal Street, all the uncertainty and whether or not this volatility will continue into the next few trading sessions. That interview with Ashish and Kshitij coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitijanand and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmohta, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi.
Well, you know, Ashish, today we saw a seesaw trade on the streets. You know, Sensex and Nifty both raised gains in the last 1 hour of trading session. In fact, more than 100 stocks hit fresh 52-week low. So what does the trade setup tell you? You know, is it time to go short at this point in time?
So, Kshitij, what we have observed in the last few trading sessions, we have been seeing a lot of, you know, selling pressure intensifying in the market. And earlier, we were seeing a consolidation between 11,700 to 11,800 zone. But off late, we have seen some intense selling with huge, you know, high build-up. And in today's trading session, we have broken its spot 11,500 zone. At 11,500, we had seen a lot of good writing. Mm-hmm. And I think today, you know, today 11,500 is breached. It will lead into a lot of this unwinding of this put writing position. Mm-hmm. If you look at India, which it has also seen a jump, and with the global trade war, tensions escalating, it is going to create some amount of nervousness in the market. So we believe that this breaking below 11,500 is at least in a shorter term, indicating weakness to persist. Mm-hmm. On downside, I think 11,200 to 50 is what one can expect in next couple of few trading sessions. Mm-hmm. And going forward, one should keep 11,600 as a stop loss for any kind of, you know, fresh short positions.
Right. And in case somebody wants to, you know, take advantage of this dip, are there any pocket of opportunities for investors?
So I think there is a lot of, you know, choppiness in the market and some amount of, you know, sector rotation is happening. And we believe that a few of the cyclical industrials name are seeing a lot of, you know, buying interest. And there is some liquidation going on in the SMCG and consumption team. So we think that in the cement basket, few names where there is a clear trend looking positive, Shree Cement, Ultratech Cement, a few names within the cement basket which can really do well from current levels. In the capital goods segment, I think L&T is forming a good base around 1340, 1350 levels. So there one can expect positive up move and a move towards 1440, 1450 is on cards. If you look at, in the HNCG basket, only exception would be ITC, which is showing a contrarian trend as compared to most of its peers. So I think if someone has to selectively buy into HNCG basket, ITC could be one such stock where a decent upside from current levels could be seen.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your time, Ashish.
Well, thanks Ashish and Kshitij for that. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. Of course, there are two more stories coming your way. One of them is going to be about Shivinder and Malvinder Singh. We haven't really touched business stories in recent times simply because there has been so much to talk about in terms of politics. But now we return to Shivinder and Malvinder Singh brothers and what really went wrong there. The unmaking, if you will, of a business empire. And of course, as usual, the daily digest that we do here of the biggest stories from around the country and the world. So that is also something you have to look forward to. Do write into us. We love listening to what you have to say. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.